Due to the approaching April 2 deadline for tariffs set by the U.S. president, gold experienced a record-breaking surge in both local and international markets on Friday. In Pakistan, the price of gold per tola rose to 323,380 rupee, marking a single-day increase of 2,380 rupees. Similarly, the price of 10-gram gold climbed to 277,246 rupees, higher by 2,041 rupees, according to the All Pakistan Serafa Gems and Jewelers Association, APSKIA. In the international gold market, the price reached $3,074 per ounce, including a $20 premium, up $22 for the day. On Thursday, the price of gold per tola had already risen by 3,200 rupees, settling at 321,000 rupees. Interactive Commodities Director Adnan Agar stated that gold hit a historic high of $3,086 on Friday, while the lowest point of the day was $3,054, with the market currently standing at $3,072. He described the market as strong and volatile, with further fluctuations expected next week due to key global economic events. Two major factors influencing market sentiment are the upcoming U.S. employment data and the April 2 tariff deadline set by U.S. President Donald Trump. Agar noted that Trump was expected to follow through on his trade policies, which could provoke retaliatory actions from other countries, leading to further market uncertainty. While a significant correction in gold prices is anticipated, the exact timing remains uncertain, he said. Globally, gold prices surged to a record high, as investors flocked to the safe haven asset amid fears of a trade war triggered by Trump's latest tariffs. Spot gold climbed 0.9% to $3,082.39 an ounce, after hitting its 18th record high this year, at $3,086.70 earlier in the session. Bullion is up 2% this week and is on track for a fourth straight weekly gain. U.S. gold futures added 0.9% to $3,088.90. Meanwhile, the Pakistani rupee saw a slight uptick against the U.S. dollar, appreciating by 0.02% in the interbank market on Friday. By the end of the trading session, the currency closed at 280.16, marking a gain of 6 paisa against the greenback. A day earlier, it had settled at 280.22. Globally, the U.S. dollar was on track for a stable week but faced a quarterly decline, as concerns over tariffs potentially slowing U.S. economic growth weighed on yields, stocks, and the currency. Meanwhile, the euro, trading just below $1.08, was set for its strongest quarterly gain in over a year, rising more than 4% since the beginning of 2025, driven by hopes of peace in Ukraine, a weaker dollar, and a surge in German benchmark yields. The Japanese yen showed slight gains and was poised for a quarterly increase of nearly 4%, trading at 151.19 per dollar, largely unaffected by Tokyo's persistent inflation.